We're talking today with Matt Gard from Fairview, from the Major County area. Matt, you've undertaken an interesting project, trying to tie together some information of for an industry that is still in the process of kind of developing itself, our winter canola business. You've actually pulled together all the available varieties from the various companies of canola that's available to our producers right now here in the Southern Great Plains. Tell me about the project.
Yes, Ron. Being a canola producer myself, I've noticed the difficulties in trying to find accurate yield data and having it right there underneath your fingertips. So my company, we pulled together all the information from the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission, the National Canola Yield Trials, from Oklahoma State University, and our good friends up north, the Kansas State University people. And we put all our yield data all in one book, so it's one-stop shopping for all the yield data for the producers to be able to read.
What as you pulled this together? What you indicated that it's been difficult to pull this information together. How do you envision folks using this information?
Well, in this book, it brings all the varieties that's acclimated to the Great Plains, which is Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, the Panhandles, and also eastern New Mexico. It shows the varieties that's adapted to our environment out here.
When it comes to obviously canola, we're starting to see more and more interest by various companies in regards to bringing their seed, their production expertise to the Southern Plains. I guess when we started, we had maybe one or two seed companies that were really doing some seed for producers. We're up to quite a few more than that now, right?
Yes, Ron. We started out as primarily of varieties from Kansas State University, and then also DeKalb was able to put together some winter varieties for us. But now we have over a half dozen seed companies that have a commercially available seed for sale in our area.
When we start thinking about, obviously we've got several different key traits that are there. We have both a pretty good selection these days, it seems like, of Roundup Ready, but then also the more conventional varieties as well. Is that right?
Yes, Ron. We have a lot of some high yielding hybrids coming in, but the newest and it's amazing that we have a Clearfield variety called Eddie Max, and that gives us some new herbicide options when Roundup isn't quite taking care of everything that we need it to do. And it's listed here in the book. And also, every variety that's adapted to the Great Plains, we also have a little write-up of some of the traits and characteristics of each of the varieties.
What as you've put this information together and you've talked to these various companies, what seems to be their interest in coming in? In a lot of cases, I guess they see some of the potential of maybe as this market topping out at what, 1 million, 2 million acres eventually.
Yes, the Great Plains has such a yield growth for a new expanding canola industry as a rotational or a companion crop, is more what I'd like to call it, as a companion crop for wheat, because the wheat increases like 15% to 20% yield increase the next year following the canola. So the our area of maybe adapting to some of these winter canolas, it's going to keep growing. Last year we had over 300,000 acres planted. This year we're looking at over a 500,000 acres planted in the Great Plains.
In your mind, as you talk to these guys and you've got these various seed options listed for producers, do we have enough seed to go to a 500,000 acres, you think?
I think we'll be able to take care of our seed needs for this first year. You might not be able to get your first choice of the variety, but I do believe your second choice will be available. We just have to work together on it. But also seeing with producers cooperative oil mill, for them to be building a new crushing facility shows a strong outlet for our upcoming canola industry. And then the North Star plant going in east of Enid, with having two large crushers coming to the area, their crystal ball is showing large amounts of canola production coming in our future.
Regarding this particular book, tell me about how folks can get a hold of it.
you can get a hold of it on the internet electronically. You can go to canolaofthegreatplains.com, and we have a PayPal site on there so you can order, or a check or money order to Canola of the Great Plains at P.O. Box 299, Fairview, Oklahoma, 73737.
Farmer and entrepreneur Matt Gard out of Major County with his book on canola varieties. It's available now as we get ready to plant this 2014 winter canola crop. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.